You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win 3-1. Jason Puncheon to score and Crystal Palace to win is 10-1. Tottenham beat Sunderland last week at the Stadium of Light 1-0. They've only picked up 6 points from their opening five games, though, and they're coming up against a well-drilled Alan Pardew side here, Derek.
Well, yeah, I mean, isn't it sickening, though, that it's 3-1 here now, Palace, and we could have got 9-1 when I talked them up at Chelsea a few weeks ago. Bookies have cottoned on. Palace away from home are a side to fear, from a bookies point of view, and that's why they're giving nothing away here, 3-1. But I'm still on it. I don't rate Tottenham at all. Just don't see anything from them. I mean, they're good enough to, you know, to beat the cannon fodder in the Premier League. Yeah, you'd fancy Tottenham to win, but whenever they come up against a tough ask, and this is a tough ask, they're found wanting. I think what they're found wanting most is another manager. I'm going to go for Palace here at 3-1. It fulfills all the criteria I look for in a bet, i.e., it'll win.
That's it. It's the number one and only criteria. They have won 8 of their last 10 away from Selhurst Park. They have, as Derek's mentioned, been to Stamford Bridge and won this season. The thing I looked at here, Lee, and I agree with Derek, they do look a good bet, Crystal Palace. Tottenham have got a very, very young side, and we saw how physical Crystal Palace can be last week against Manchester City. I think they could bully them.
You think?
Yeah, I think they could bully this Tottenham side on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with Derek there. That 3-1 is just, it's still too short for me. Even though I wouldn't be surprised at all if they won. I just think, you look at the away record. Someone said this week, and I couldn't believe it was true. I had to go and check it. Last 10 away games, Palace, won 8, lost 2.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? It's crazy. I can't believe that stat. And I'm still having to look at it. I just looked at it again, just to make sure it's still true. Unbelievable. It just says everything about what they are, which is a very good counter-attacking team who, you know, when they get in front of goal, they take the chances. Tottenham, you know, their home form has been pretty poor spanning the summer as well. You know, they ended the season with a 1-0 defeat to Villa, a 1-0 defeat to Man City, a 2-0 win over Hull, who obviously went down. They started the season with a 2-2 draw at home to Stoke and a 0-0 draw at home to Everton. Goals aren't particularly easy for them to come by. But I'm going to go for both teams to score here. I think if the bookies think that Palace are as short as 3-1 to win at Tottenham, that means they think they're going to score goals, I think. And you'd imagine Tottenham would score goals at home, despite that recent relatively poor run. You know, they went on that run towards the end, you know, through January and February, where they were scoring and conceding at will. You know, you had 5-3s and 2-2s, 3-2s, 4-3s against Leicester.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty basic bet. I think Palace will win. I'm not going to take that necessarily at 3-1. But what I'm going to take is both teams to score. Just plain old simple, 8-11. If you are confident of Palace winning, then the 11-2, Palace to win and both teams to score might be attractive to you. But bit of a weak one, but just a plain old simple, 8-11, both teams to score in this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.